This is Alicia.
And Katie.
And this is kind of episode 25, 24,
24 and a half.
20, yeah. Strong emphasis on the half part.
Katie pulled a boo-boo. So Alicia and I have both been sick. She's in the worst half of it right now, and I'm coming out of it.
It's
And
hurt,
I
guys.
pretty much completely forgot that this was supposed to be an update episode. And Alicia did her half, and I thought that she was recording an episode this week, a story. We got
Spoiler
on to
alert, if you
record.
haven't, yeah, spoiler alert, if you haven't heard last week's episode, or I guess 2 weeks ago, because up towards the end, we decided that when we recorded next, we were both gonna just cover like an update as to all the ones we've already covered. And so we were supposed to record last night, but I had absolutely no voice. And now we were getting ready to record tonight, and I thought we were updating our previous stories, and Katie thought I was reporting and covering a story. So we don't have anything for you guys this week.
You were completely right. I pulled boo-boo. I did a bad one.
Well, and I just got done telling her that I don't ever listen to our episodes like when they come out. I usually wait for like 3 or 4 to pile up and then I'll binge them. So I actually listened to it this last week and I was like, great. So this is going to be an easy one. I just got to provide updates. And well, this is going to happen sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Big 24 and a half. But do you want to hear what happened after our episode last week, since I was supposed to go to Tampa? Or
Yes.
not
Please
last week, two
share.
weekends ago. So my husband and I took Lainey with us, and we got my parents to watch Lincoln for the weekend. They had him Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday, we just stayed here because Mike had to bowl. And then Saturday morning, we left really early to go to Tampa. And he bowled all day. And he bowled all day. Well, I thought I was doing a big favor by booking a hotel. Well, apparently, there was some big softball tournament going on at ESPN in Orlando. And then it went all the way over to Tampa, too. So all the hotels were booked. So I just tried to find one that was under like $300 for one night. And
Which
this
I
one
think
ended up being.
is that pretty reasonably priced for one night? I feel like that's kind of expensive, but I don't stay in hotels
No,
often.
that's super expensive.
Okay.
It's somewhat reasonable because it was in like Clearwater, which is like the little island off of Tampa. But it was more expensive because of all these sporting events going on. And so we get to, I booked a La Quinta by Wyndham, and Wyndhams are supposed to be pretty nice.
Yeah. I mean,
And
we've
we've
stayed at a few
stayed
of those and
in,
they've been nice.
yeah. Well, the last time that we stayed in Tampa last year, our friends stayed at this La Quinta, or so I thought. And we went by and like we had a drink with them in the room and it was super nice. Well, we pull up to this La Quinta and it's not even the same hotel that they have on their picture on the internet. They're
Which
using,
is sketchy AF.
yeah, they're using a different La Quinta, which is the one that I thought that we were checking into, their photo as their front photo. So I'm like, well, this is already weird, whatever. So I get out to go check in and I left Mike and Lainey in the truck because Lainey was sleeping. I was like, okay, that's fine. You know, they can sleep or whatever. Well, I get us checked in. They had this big, long paper, like full printer paper, on how it shows up when you run your card. It shows up twice or something. Not to worry about it. It'll resolve itself in like 3 days. But it basically shows up that it charges you twice by what they do or something. But I was like halfway through reading this and the check-in attendant was like, are you ready? And I was like, yeah, I'm trying to check in. What is this whole thing about? And he's like, well, did you read it? I'm like, well, I was trying to, but you want me to check in. So before I checked in, I was trying to figure out like what was going on. So I thought I would just ask you. He's like, just read it. I'll wait. I'm like, oh my
Rude,
God. So I
very
read it.
professional.
Right. Whatever. I read it. I get checked in and he's super rude about me asking about how to get to our room because it was in like some back corner on the third floor. Fine, whatever.
Which
Excuse
is
me.
sucky when you have a kid with you when you're traveling anyways.
Yes. And then I found this really weird. He goes through and lists out every possible item that they're going to have at breakfast and then tells me how to get to our hotel or our room. And he says that we can get in through the stairs in the back. So we go park in the back, assuming our room is in the back. We can get in that way. That's how he's telling us we can get in. We carry all this shit, mind you. We have Lainey, so we have her pack and play and her mattress and everything that goes along with that. We walk all the way up to the third floor. Mind you, this outdoor stairs, it looks like homeless people have been living in there. Like there is so much crap in there and everything. We get to the third floor and it's locked. Okay, so we try and use our key card, whatever. We can't get in.
And I'm
And there's a
assuming you
paper.
guys did it the right way and hauled all of your shit like in one trip,
Yes.
but then kind of beat you in the ass.
Yes. There's a sign laying face down on the floor. Mike picks it up. It says, exit only. You cannot enter with your key card. Mother trucker. So we walk all the way back down, go around the front carrying all this stuff and Lainey in her car seat, get into this sketchy ass elevator. Like it looks like it's from The Shining with how bad it is. And it's
Did
like
you and you
shaky,
got in?
don't. Yeah, I didn't want to, but like we did. Get in there, go up to the third floor. Weird ass smell going on. We get to our room. Oh, hang on one second. Lainey just woke up. Okay, so we get out of the elevator and there's already a weird ass smell going on. Whatever. Like maybe it's just, something in the trash or whatever. We get to our hotel room. We open the door and immediately get punched in the face with a smell of like jock strap and mold.
Ew.
It is so gross. We walk in the room and I'm like, Mike, this is bad. And he's like, yeah. We walk around and he sits down on the couch and I'm like, no, get off the couch. We're
He sat
no.
down.
Yeah. And he was looking around. I was like, I mean, I'll try and make it work if you want to, but I really don't feel comfortable having our girl here.
I was gonna say, I feel like you and Mike have very different standards on that, but when you have
Oh.
your baby there,
No, he immediately stood up and he's like, I'm gonna take her back out to the truck. Go see if you can get our money back. This is unacceptable. So he goes back down on the elevator and there's another guy in the elevator. So I just took the stairs down. As I'm walking down this hallway to get to the other stairs, there is a leak from the roof. The AC is just
Ooh.
pouring down.
Oh my
Yeah.
gosh.
And they have this young attendant vacuuming up the water with a regular vacuum, like a Hoover.
Oh my gosh.
Excuse me. Not even like trying to address the problem, just using a regular ass vacuum to try and get this up. I'm like, okay, there's red flag like number 50. So Mike goes out to the truck. I go back down to try and get our money back. And they're like, oh, well, what's wrong with it? I'm like,
Everything?
I would not want to bring a stray dog here, let alone have my family. This is terrible.
Yeah.
And This is a different desk attendant than the first one. The first one is checking somebody else in. So the second one calls up a manager, has the manager go up to check it out. I'm waiting for like 20 minutes to get this resolved. And finally, this other guy radios back down. It's like, yeah, go ahead and give her money back, whatever. So they start giving me my money back. And this takes like another 10 minutes. So we're into it like an hour at this time. And the guy was like, I'm really sorry you feel that way. Is there any way that, you know, we can do anything right? And I was like, well, do you have any other rooms that are not, you know, jock strap and mold ridden? He's like, no, we're completely booked. I'm like, how would you
that's surprising
be able to help me at all? Like, how, why would you even ask that question then?
Yeah.
And so I'm like signing all the paperwork and everything that we're getting a refund. And the other guy just finished checking his person in and he goes, oh, to be a Karen of the world. And he looks right at me. And I was just like, and the guy just looks at me and he goes, oh. Like, what are you going to say at that point? I just took my stuff and I was like, are we done here? He's like, yeah. And I go out to the car and I told Mike that, like, after we had driven away. And he's like, I'm glad that you waited until I drove away because I would have gone back in there and beat his ass.
Fuck yeah.
God.
Dude, I would have been pissed. Call me a Karen. Like, this is not appropriate. How the hell are you completely booked when the one room we saw was not suitable?
I saw another mom with her baby there, too.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. They must have been from, like, far away and not been able to find somewhere else to stay.
Yeah.
Because it was about a four-hour drive for us. And that was, like, 5:30, 6 o'clock when we got there. And then we went out to eat because I was like, I need to eat something before we go home. And if we wait until, like, 6:37, that'll be Lainey's, like, at least somewhat normal bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
So that she's not falling asleep and then waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So we drove all the way home. We went out and had a pizza and then we drove all the way home. It was so bad. And Mike wrote, he wrote a message, he wrote a review, like as we were sitting at dinner. And I just kind of molded over, and I finally wrote a review today. Like a long, like full page review.
OMG, you'll have to send me a screenshot of that. I want to see what you guys said.
I mean, it was just, and you had to do a star rating. And then as I went back, after I did my review, there were like five others from that same weekend.
Yeah. And unfortunately, you have to give them at least one star. You can't really give them zero stars.
Yeah, that wasn't an option. And as we were leaving, I saw another guy that was standing outside with his bag and he was on the phone. And I know he had to be on the phone with like an agent or something because I heard him say, I can't stay here. This is the worst. I have money. Get me wherever you can. I will pay.
Damn. Like, that's that says bad. A lot. Yeah.
I mean, there are, that has to be some kind of health code violation.
Well, and I'm sure after a long, after a long day of Mike bowling, right?
Yeah, we drove the 4 hours there. He bowled from 11 to 5-ish. And then
I mean, a lot of people, I'm sure, don't think that bowling is a really intense sport. But when you're good and you travel to bowl, like, it takes a little bit out of you. I mean, even when I bowl for a couple hours with my family, I'm tired. My arm is sore. I can't imagine Mike being good at bowling, traveling 4 hours to bowl, bowling for a few hours. The last thing you want to do is worry about a freaking hotel like that. Like, that's awful.
Yeah. And it had 3.5 stars, almost 4. So, like, it can't be too terrible, right?
No. I mean, you'd think.
Like, how the hell can it have that many stars and be that terrible with that many bad reviews? I don't get it.
Yeah,
And
that's
they
super
almost
sucky.
didn't refund me because I booked through booking.com. They're like, oh, well, you'll have to go through them. I was like, oh no, bullshit.
Yeah.
Because you can't tell somebody that they have to stay somewhere sight unseen and charge them. That's
Yeah,
not how it
especially
works.
that much. Holy cow.
Yeah, I think it ended up being like $238 or something like that.
I think like when you get a motel, I think you run into those risks of it could be a decent place to stay at, or it could be super shitty. But when you're paying 200 plus, I want a nice room.
Yeah, it's a Wyndham hotel. I mean, how can you associate yourself with that kind of place if you say that you're a Wyndham?
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand.
Good thing for people our age is that no one ever books hotels online anymore without checking reviews first, especially when you got kids.
Yeah. And they didn't have any bad ones at the top. And then I went back today and they had 30. And it's still
Oh,
at a
man.
3.5.
That's insane.
Like, how is that possible?
Well, hopefully they get shut down soon.
Yeah.
That's pretty
So
sad.
that
Well,
was
that,
really
or I mean,
sad.
I hate saying that because they obviously have staff that, need their paychecks too, but either that or fix those things. My gosh.
Oh, this is bad. In my review, I said this place either needs to be gutted or burned to the ground.
I mean, those are good options.
There's no saving it. It's awful. Like, I fully believe part of why I'm sick is because of that. Because I
I mean,
wasn't
who
sick
knows?
before that, and then I came home and
I mean, who knows what kind of
this.
germs and all that were all over the place? I mean, you guys touched probably a couple handles, maybe a countertop, light switches. And if it smelled that bad, I wouldn't be surprised if there were other kind of bacteria and stuff growing everywhere.
Yeah, I immediately, like, I used my hand sanitizer all over my hands and all over my arms, and so did Mike.
Ugh.
That's terrible. And I know some people would be like, oh, that's over dramatic. But when your room smells like jock strap and mold, and there was some white substance on the carpet, I don't know if it was mold or jizz,
Ew.
but ew.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and even if you're just walking in and you kind of get the whiff of that, could you imagine if that was mold and sleeping there and having that shit, like you inhaling that? Like, I can't imagine that's
Yeah.
any good for your lungs.
No. Not at all. We weren't even in that room for 5 minutes.
Ugh. I mean, I don't blame you. That sounds awful.
So that was the longest day. And that was supposed to be like our first big hoorah with Lainey.
Yeah, and it went to
And
shit real fast.
yes. And I felt so bad. I offered to drive home, and Mike was like, no, you suck at driving at night.
Well, I'm sure that the adrenaline also in both of you, I'm sure you both didn't really feel the need to even try and sleep at that point. I mean, I'm sure you did because you're probably sleep deprived, but I'm sure
I
Mike
slept
was
the
just like
entire way home.
fuming. Yeah, I'm sure Mike was probably just fuming the entire way home.
Yeah, he was not happy. He was
Yeah,
even less
but
happy when he found out that that dude called me a Karen. He was
dude,
like, you're stern, but you are definitely not a Karen.
yeah, I agree. I agree. There is a very fine line, but since I've known you all these years, I have never known you to actually cross that line when, well, ever. I mean, you're stern, but then when you need to be a bitch, like you're a bitch, but still not a Karen. Like a Karen's is just dramatic and unnecessary about stupid shit.
Yeah.
But if somebody ever, I mean, I'm very vocal. I don't like to instigate things by any means. But if somebody called me a Karen or someone that I was with, whoo, I would lose my marbles instantly.
At that point, I just wanted to get my money back and leave. I was like, I am not going to start a fight with this middle-aged, disgruntled man.
Yeah,
It's
that's
not worth
super
it.
unfortunate.
But it is what it is.
Yeah.
That's my story for you guys. I'm sorry that I pulled a big whoopsie.
Yeah, we will record next week and have an actual episode for you guys. It'll be our other half.
Yes.
And hopefully
I will
we're
remember
both
this time.
And hopefully we're both feeling a little better.
Yeah, not coughing and sneezing and
or struggling to speak.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going through puberty. I mean, I feel just fine, but I know I sound like shit.
You sound better than I did because I was like, and Mike
was
making fun of me.
That's how it was last night.
Mike was at one point, he goes, just clear your throat. I was like,
when your throat is that dry, when your throat is that dry, you can't just clear your throat.
No, it's not. And it's not like there's something stuck in there. It was just you can't help it. It's like you've been screaming at a rock concert for a week straight.
Yeah. And every time I cough, it sounds like there's something there, but there's literally nothing in my throat.
Yes, same.
I mean, I have mucus coming out my nose, but.
And when you guys were 2,000 miles away from each other.
Yeah.
With the same freaking cold.
Yeah. And well, and I've been sick every 2 weeks since I had COVID in early January. So Jesse was sick nonstop when we first moved back from South Carolina. And then we had COVID. And I think maybe like the last month or so, he finally started feeling a little better. But every 2 weeks since I had COVID, I have been sick like this. Except for last time, I legit lost my voice for 2 days and had to stay home from work because, I mean, not that I really need to talk to people that often. And I had in services the whole time, but I also have to help answer the phones. And so if I can't talk, I mean, I literally can't do anything.
Hello?
So, yeah. So my boss was like, are you not feeling too good? I'm like, I feel great. I just can't talk. So you're welcome, I think. I don't know. But, well, guys, we will talk to you next week.
Yes. I'm sorry. Blame me.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, be sure to look us up on social media. On Facebook, we are Crime2Podcast, and on Instagram, Crime Squared. Also, please subscribe and review on Apple Podcasts. We appreciate all of our listeners.